We're joined on the line this morning by Juliana Rancic, who is here to talk to us a little bit about holiday travel, maybe dining as well. And with the Golden Globe nominations today, I don't know, we won't throw fashion into your way. We'll keep that out of the topic this morning, Juliana. But appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about you do a lot of traveling with your husband and going to different places. Now, we're doing a lot of traveling this year, and I understand that Hyatt House has something sort of special that they've started to do to fit into our lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Hyatt House is awesome. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but basically it's this, you know, it gives you this great modern kind of, you know, authentic experience in these wonderful apartment-style guest rooms, like very, very cool. Around-the-clock food and beverage, complimentary hot breakfast. It's an awesome place to stay. You know, we have a five-year-old, so it's great for us because you can get a room with a kitchen, so it makes it super easy, especially holiday time when you don't want to stay at the in-laws, okay? You kind of want your own space, which is nice. But what's great is, yeah, they just came out with their H-Bar sip and snack menu, and everything from Korean street tacos are on the menu to barbecue pulled pork sliders, really cool stuff, a lot of small plates, and just very, you know, dishes that you don't normally see at a lot of hotels. So, yeah, this menu is pretty awesome.
And this is something that they have. How many locations do they have of these? Do you know where they are, or how do you find that?
Yeah, so if you go to HyattHouse.com, you can check out the locations, but there's over 80 locations around the country, and they rolled these out. This H-Bar sip and snack is the menu is in all the hotels, and there's an actual H-Bar, which is a lot of fun, and you know, what's nice, too, is the bartenders have all been trained to pair all the dishes with certain drinks. So, for instance, the Korean street tacos go with whiskey sour. Like, who knew, right? Or barbecued pulled pork sliders goes great with an old fashioned. So you really get that great, cool bar experience at a Hyatt House, which is really nice.
Juliana, can I do an H-Bar at home?
Yeah, you can do an H-Bar at home. And it's funny because a lot of people have been asking me about that, and you can go to the website and check out all the different, you know, items that are on there and absolutely replicate it at home. Like a lot of people can make sangria at home. It's pretty easy to make. So they have like a Taste of Tuscany charcuterie board, which is paired with red sangria. And yeah, so a lot of great ideas, because I think whether you're traveling or not for the holidays, you definitely, if you're entertaining, you want to do something different, you know, don't do the typical kind of fare. So it's nice to kind of mix it up a little bit. And, you know, we're all hearing about these cool new, like, foods that are out there, and there's all these TV shows about, like, really cool, different, fun dishes that kind of have come on the scene, and that's what I love about this. It feels very modern.
Now, do I need to stay at the hotel to enjoy this, or is this something I can do if I come off the street and I have one of these in my area?
Yeah, no, you can come there as well. You can absolutely go there, and that's the thing. They're kind of becoming, like, hot spots, so you can absolutely go there with friends, a date, by yourself, whatever. Yeah, so you can go by yourself. You don't have to stay there to enjoy the bar. But what's nice, too, is like in the middle of the night, if you have a craving, you can either, you know, if it's like later at night, you can go to the H bar or during the day. But what's nice, too, is at the H Market, which is right in the hotel lobby, that's open 24 hours. And some of those meals have already been prepared. So, you know, sometimes you go to hotels and the lobby store has like nothing in the middle of the night except like potato chips and candy bars. What's nice about this is the Hyatt Houses have meals ready to go that you can just bring to your room. And I just think that's great. I feel like I haven't really seen that anywhere, and I love that they're doing that.
And they're taking a lot of those things you see in food trucks, those type of things. Those are the same kind of foods you see there, it seems.
Exactly. You're so right. That's a great way to put it. It kind of feels like a lot of the different fares that you're seeing in food trucks. And I think that's what people are getting used to, you know, especially the younger generations that are, you know, growing up a little bit, and they're used to kind of that really cool dining. And yeah, and they have, and look, don't get me wrong, they also have all American cheeseburgers. But what's nice is it's grass-fed beef. They also have antibiotic-free chicken, so they're also thinking about that and knowing that that matters to a lot of people now. So yeah, really, really cool, and a lot of awesome drinks too that you don't normally think you would find at kind of a hotel at, you know, at any hour of the day. So yeah, that's nice too.
How do you get a five-year-old to eat Chipotle aioli? I'm just curious about.
I love it. So here's the deal: we eat the Chipotle. We eat all the kind of cool, like, fancy stuff. And then our son Duke will get the cheeseburger or the turkey club sandwich, you know, something along those lines. So look, they can, kids are finicky. I mean, having a five-year-old, I know all about that. So I'll definitely, you know, they can do whatever you want. I mean, they can make something more simple if you want, but it's just nice to have that option to be able to have a really cool meal on the road.
Right. You could just tell them, make the Korean street taco, but just put chicken in it and leave everything else out of it, because chicken is always a good go-to for a five-year-old.
Yeah. You could do chicken, right, with the flour tortilla, and the kid is good to go, right? That's
right.
Like any kid is good with that, a little chicken and some carbs.
Right. I hate to get too – if you get too fancy, they leave all of it on the plate. You're thinking, you're leaving all the good stuff behind. Why are you picking through it?
I know. And then you feel like you need to eat everything, right? I mean, that's like the one thing. I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, I don't want it to go, you know, to waste.
Right.
So we're always eating everything off his plate.
If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about today, where's a good place to get the details on that?
Super easy. Just go to HyattHouse.com. All the information is there. You can also find the closest one to you or wherever you're planning to travel. Or if you need some ideas of where to travel this holiday season, it really is a great escape and a great place to go.
Juliana, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Great
Thanks.
Talking to you.
Sure.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.